Okay, so Bezal Hashem, tonight we're going to learn about what happens if a person thought about giving tzedakah. He had in mind to give tzedakah. So does that make him obligated to go ahead and give it? He said it was a certain case of they were collecting for tzedakah. The guy knocks on the bimo. He says, you know what? Give him 100 shekel. Then by the time the guy comes to him, he says, you know what? 50. He gets closer, you know what? 20. You know what? I'll give him 5. Okay, so when he thought he'll give him 100 shekel, he had in mind to give him 100 shekel. Does he have to give it? So the Gemara in Shavuos brings that hekdesh can be given by machshava. If a person thought to be makdish something, and he just thought to make a hekdesh, he thought this, okay, I'm giving this to hekdesh, it turns to be hekdesh by machshava. And the Gemara learns that it only applies to hekdesh, doesn't apply to anything else. Now what about tzedakah? Is tzedakah included in hekdesh or not? So we find in that a machlekes rishonim. The Mordechi, the name of Rashi, says that tzedakah is included in what it says in hekdesh. So as we learned last week, this is a pasuk by hekdesh. Now we learn Moisos v'secho tishmo ve'asisa, and it has their hekdesh, and we learn from that pasuk also tzedakah. So tzedakah is included in hekdesh. So if you think about giving a certain amount of tzedakah, you better do it, because it's a chiyuv. Now, we have the Rambam and the Rosh, which hold the Rambam and Perek Ches Matnas Tanim Aloch Aleph and the Shuta Rosh and Klal Gimel Sif Aleph says that Hekdesh Mamish is Chav Machshavo, but Tzedakah not, because the Gemara at the end says Chulin Mikachim Loigomal. That was the Gemara in Shavuah. It says we don't learn Chulin from Kachim, and our Tzedakah is all Chulin. That's what says the Rosh. Now the Shut Maharik, very interesting, he brings it that the Rosh in the Shut is Chalek and the Rosh in the Gemara. That's not a question. In the Rosh in the Gemara, and he says in most of the Rishonim hold that you could, in Machshava, if a person thought to give, it works. And he says that at least by Tzedakah, Hashuk, if a person had in mind to give Hashuk, then for sure if he thought about it, he should give it. Because the Gemara calls the shul mikdash me'at. When the Gemara calls the shul mikdash me'at, it's not just a poetic way to call a shul. It's the puzzle calls it the mikdash me'at. So it has a din of, it has some kedusha. So if a person had in mind to give to a basic nest a certain amount of money, he should not change his mind and he should go ahead and do it. Okay. So what is the halacha? Am I say after this machlokes? So. Let's see inside. The Mechaber and the Ramo really bring both opinions. What? So in Hilchot Tzedakah, really only the Ramo brings it. The Ramo brings both opinions. It comes in two places. It comes in Choshen Mishpot, Resh Yud Beis Sif Ches. And it comes in Yoyer Edeo, Resh Nun Ches Sif Yud Gimel. There it's only the Ramo. So in Resh Nun Ches Sif Yud Gimel, the Ramo brings both opinions. And the Ramah says like this. Yeah, let's just open it inside. Resh Nun Ches Sif Yud Gimel. Ramah. So the Ramah says like this. Im Choshav Beliboy. Liten Eiz Dovo Lestoko Chayv Lekayim Machshavtoi. Vein Tzori Chamiro, there's no need to say. Rav Dim Omar Koyfin Oysa Lekayim. V'yesh Emrim Dim Loyoytzi Befi Veno Klum. As long as he didn't say anything, it's nothing. Vayikar kisvor harishoino. Vayim cheshesh mishpot reshut beis. So chesh... What? So Ramah is machia, it is tzedakah and a person is obligated. So at least if you're Ashkenazi, you have to give it. So what happens if you're Sephardi? So in cheshesh mishpot... What? Saying if a person is Sephardi and he had in mind to give tzedakah, so what is the halacha then? So then it's not clear, because the Mechaber writes like this. The Mechaber says, in Reshit Beis, the case is someone bought land, and he had in mind to make this land hektish. That's what he had in mind. Now he bought it, and he decided that he doesn't want to give it anymore. I don't know. He bought land, he thought it's a land that will only be for planting and things, and they were mafshiret, now he can build a building on it, so he changed his mind. He doesn't want to give it to tzedakah anymore. So what's the din? So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. He says, yes, Shoimrim, there's those who say that since he had in mind to give it to Hekdesh, he has to give it. V'yesh mishoimer, and there's who says, there's a one who says that even if it says kol nediv levoilois, we don't only hold him from kachim, which is basically the Rambam and the Rosh, and this time every hekdesh has a din of chulin, so you don't have to give it. The Rambam says you should be machmir like the first opinion, the same way that he says over here you should give it. So the ma'ase, there's a big machlokes in the achronim, because whenever the mechaber says yesh oimrim v'yesh oimrim, we follow the second yesh oimrim. But over here, he said it in a way that the first one he called yesh oimrim plural, the second one was yesh mishoimer, sounds like one. So there's a machlokes, does it mean to say that he goes with the plural, or we go with the regular klal? It's a big tumult in the achronim, and which caused a machlokes, what will be the halacha lemaise according to the mechaber. But according to the Rambam, it's clear that if a person said he thought he's going to give money to tzedakah, he has to give it.
We're talking about a kamina that you take out a shekel, you don't find it.
So a person should make a tnai, right? That's they speak it out. The person should make a tnai that he's not, whatever he has in machshava doesn't count. Only whatever he does lemaise, because otherwise, when he thinks to give tzedakah, if he doesn't, it's a problem. Now,
maybe that's the reason you don't make a bracha before.
What?
It's the reason you don't make a bracha.
Oh, because maybe he's not going to receive it. I hear. Say, once you were mechas money for tzedakah, so you should give it to a different oni. Yeah. You made the mitzvah of tzedakah, right? Okay. Now, the Rambam over here says like this. The Rambam over here says, "Im omar kofin oisu lekayim." So, what does it mean if you said they force you to be mekayim?
That's the only way you can know it.
Oh, so very good. So that's two ways how to explain. So, Kivegel says that we only force him to be mekayim if he said he's going to give. But if he just thought about it and he's sharing up his thoughts, it sounds from the Kivegel that we won't force him. If he's telling us, you know, I thought the other day that I'm going to give money to tzedakah. So tell me, I have to give tzedakah. Say, but I don't feel like it now. So say, he's still chayav, but they're not going to force him. Hashenken, if he said, I'm going to give money to tzedakah, they're going to force him. Now, the Chasam Seifel says that no, if he's going to tell us over the story that he thought to give tzedakah, force him. And that's the seven machloikis in the Asoinim. Okay, so that's it about thinking about giving tzedakah.
Do you have to say the amount you want to give, or just what you want to give tzedakah?
Say, if you don't say how much you want to give, so you just say, I'm going to give tzedakah, you can give ruta, I guess, and your yoytzi, your neder. What?
Right.
No, I'm saying that's when a person says he gave tzedakah and he's not sure how much he gave, how much he wanted to give. That's when a person was mechayv himself, says he remembers he was mechayv to tzedakah, and doesn't remember how much. Sam, if a person says I'm going to give tzedakah, I don't remember that. Maybe you'll show it to me inside. I'll see it. I'll be happy to see it. Where is that? I always learned the Rambam to say that he means to say he made a neder, he doesn't remember how much he made. But you can look in Derech Emunah, Sichot Matnoi Sanim, Perek Chet, Sivkot Ancha, and Bir Halacha Deir Sivkot An Gimel, to speak about this Nekuda. What does the Rambam mean over here? Okay. Fine. That's in Perek Chet, Siv Gimel, and the Rambam. Fine. Shkoyah. Okay. So now. Okay, now we're going to the next topic. What happens if a person has a suffix about some money? Is it belongs to tzedakah? Doesn't belong to tzedakah? He doesn't know.
I thought that it means to be a suffix. I thought it's
suffix if the loshoin made it into tzedakah or not. If there's a few kinds of suffix.
I thought maybe the suffix is a dina.
What do you mean suffix is a dina?
You don't know where aloha is in case of machshava. I thought that's where they
wrote. No, the suffix over here that he's it's a suffix. It's a suffix in Metzias. It's a suffix in Metzias. Okay. So like this. there's in Sofik Leket, if a person is Mesupak, if something is Leket or not, so the din is Sofik Leket Leket. And Drosha, the Yerushalmi brings a Drosha on that, the Rash brings it, and the Mordechai brings it. It says, Oni Varash Atzdiku, there's a per person be Matzdikim, so when there's a Sofik, give it to him. Now what happens about Tzedakah? That speaks about Leket. What happens about Tzedakah? So the Agos Mordechai brings the Sofik Tzedakah Lehachmir, we say also by regular Tzedakah, if a person has done money, Sofik Tzedakah, he finds money in his house, he doesn't know what this money belongs to. Or there's a suffix, what he meant, or whatever. So the suffix, so in a suffix, we go the chumo, we give it to tzedakah. The shuta Rashbo, right? We saw this long tshuva of the Rashbo. You guys saw the long tshuva. In the long tshuva of the Rashbo, the story was that someone he brings Reuven. I don't know if that was the guy's name or just an example. Reuven went up from a place called Balincia to go to a place called Mulsia or something, and he went from one place to another, and he gave a box to two people, and these two people, he told them that he's worried he's going to die in the way, and then and he says, be my edim that I mark the box, the tzvari, money, and the clothes which is in it. So they asked him, but you have a son, you don't care about him anymore. So he says, no. He gets me mad, he doesn't behave properly, he doesn't come to visit enough, he doesn't invite me enough, he doesn't do shopping for me. I don't know. He's not behaving. So I don't want to give him anything. I rather use this money for my koif nefesh. Okay. Now comes his son. The son's name is Chanoich. Right. So I don't know. Chanoich is the son of Reuven in the Torah. So I don't know if it's really the guy named Chanoich. So now Chanoich comes and he says, "Oh, what my father did, he did because he was angry." And then he says, also, my father regretted it. He was choizer boy. Okay, and he says, and also, I have a question that was in the box. There was other things. So is this also hekdesh? So he says, I'm going to first answer you on the last question because that's easy. Whatever else is in the box besides what he mentioned, it's for sure doesn't belong to the anim. That for sure belongs to the son. Because the same way that if he has other clothes and other money in a different place, you will say that it's not hekdesh because he only said, it's only what's in the sun is makdish for the anim. Whatever is out of the box is not makdish for the anim. So too, only what he mentioned in the box is for the anim. Whatever else is in the box, it's not for the anim. But now, what about the hekdesh itself? So about the hekdesh itself, so he says, I don't know, we can go through, he says all the tainus that the sun says are not really a tainus. He says the sun says that his father was angry, fine. So if he's angry, he can go afterwards and be nishal on the nether. But as long as he doesn't nishal on the nether, it's still a nether. Also, he says he regretted it, so what? He needs a charota, and be mischaret. And even if he did, maybe it's not going to work because he already gave the money.
After his father
died.
Exactly what his father said.
The father died. The father went to Mulusia and whatever the name of the place, and he died before he came back. So he says, but over here I have a suffix like this.
They told him exactly what he said.
Right. So the father says. So he says. The Rashba says, maybe there's no hekdesh over here. Why? Because the father says maybe I'll die in the way. So there's two ways of explaining the way. The way means the journey there, or going there and coming back. So he says, since it's a topic, what he meant, so we have a din of a moitzim lechaver olav arayo. He says also by tzedakah this applies. So you don't say sofik isko lechumro by tzedakah. It's not, he says it's the hekdesh anim and the hekdesh bedek abayis, as long as it is a sofik, if it ever, so then we don't say sofik lechumro. If a person has money and he's misupok, maybe it's money of anim and he has a good.
I don't know why is the sofik
for
muktzik?
What?
Why is it sofik for muktzik?
Because the Yerush is a Muzak, the same way that the owner is a Muzak. Yeah, but that's Bashu Sekdesh only if we know that it's Mukdash.
If
a father gave something to the Shul and he already gave it, so now it's in the hands of the Shul because we know for sure he gave it. No. But over here, we don't know the tzchal. He says he gave it on a condition.
No, he gave it to the shul and said, meanwhile, I'm giving it to you, and he said the same thing.
So, no,
we
so it's not.
Don't know if it belongs to the
shul. Over here, what he says, all what he says is. No. What the Rashbu brings over here, by that it's already in the hands of the Gabbai, he says if a person made the neder, he's going to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah. So then, he can be nishal on the neder, and he won't have to give the money to tzedakah. If he already gave the money to tzedakah, then he can't be nishal on the neder anymore. Because it's already in the reshut of tzedakah. Over here, if a person, he said at night, says, let's say the father said, if I don't come back, right, the money goes to tzedakah, and he came back. So is the money by tzedakah because they're holding it?
No, if that's in that case, no.
Well, why?
If you have a suffix.
One second. If you have a suffix, right? So then, if you have a suffix, so what makes it leave his reshut? Right? Yeah, it's in his reshut.
We don't know. That's the problem. We don't know who's reshut. Go after the mitzvah. Like it's holding it. Right?
What do you mean we don't know who's reshut?
Don't
we don't go by the muzak if we know who it belongs to, and we have a suffix if it left his reshus. We don't go by the muzak.
If I have something by you, maybe it's mine. What is it?
Because we don't know it's yours, but over here we know it belonged to the father.
No, I know. We know it belonged to me before. You said you bought it.
But they don't claim they bought it. They say exactly what happened. They say if this money belonged to the father. And the father said, oh, we'll finish the share and I can handle it with you. Okay, we're mamish at the end.
The father,
we know what the father said.
Right, but we don't know what it meant.
Okay, so that's a suffix. No, when we don't know what it meant, so then we have a suffix. Who it belongs to, so then we go by Mori Kamo. Right, we go by the Mori Kamo, and if the other one wants to say that it's his, I'm going to the Chaver Alavarayo. We don't go by the Mosa. We go by Mori Kamo. Heskas Mori Kamo. Okay. So that's how the Rashba paskins. Halacha lemaise. What's the halacha lemaise? The Shulchan Aruch goes like the Molochi. If it's a Sofek, we go the Chumrah. Okay? The Ramah paskin like both of them, which means the Ramah sounds like that there's a chil between the person himself. If a person himself have a Sofek and Tzedakah on his own, so then it should be the Chumrah. And by Yorshim, it should go the Kula. That's how the Shach speaks out that it sounds from the Ramah that there is no machlokes in the Mordechi to the Rashba, just the Mordechi spoke when it's about the person himself, so Misafek give it to Tzedakah. And the Rashba spoke about the Yoshim, and he basically says that he doesn't understand why should there be a chilek between the person himself and the Yoshim. He goes, there's a very long Shach going through it and saying that he doesn't see why there should be a chilek, and he proves that there is no chilek. Okay. Now they go and pass him like the Rashba. Totally, on a topic, we go with the klal of amoytsu mechaver olav arayo, and there is no din of hekdesh by tzedakah to the that will say the topic hekdesh will be lechumah or topic yisro lechumah. Okay, shkoyach.